Well, good morning to everyone. As most everyone is aware, yesterday was Halloween. I hope that everyone was safe during all their Halloween activities. Now, this morning I want to remind everyone that today, that being the day after Halloween, is what's referred to in the Christian calendar as All Saints Day. Now, All Saints Day began in the early centuries of the church and celebrates all faithful followers or saints of Jesus throughout church history. But we can ask, what exactly is a saint? What do you have to do to become a saint? Do you have to accomplish some marvelous and historically significant ministry, such as Mother Teresa or Saint Francis of Assisi? Not necessarily. In many of his letters, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, for example, the Apostle Paul greeted his readers by referring to them as saints. He said, as an example, to the saints who are in Ephesus, to the saints who are in Philippi, to the saints in Colossae. Again, what is a saint? How would you describe a saint? Let me tell you a short story that I think will give you one of the best definitions of a saint I can imagine. It's the story of a father who took his young son on a visit to the magnificent and spectacular chapel in Duke University. The father and son walked up and down the aisles of the magnificent chapel, looking at the beauty all around them. They looked up at the beautiful stained glass windows that had figures of different men painted on each glass. The father asked the son, "Son, do you know who the saints are?" "Sure, Dad," said the son, pointing to the windows. "The saints are the people where the sun shines through." Again, he said, "The saints are the people where the sun shines through." Friends, that's a pretty good definition of a saint. A saint is someone for whom the sun, Jesus Christ, shines through. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world," talking to the Christians, to the believers, to the followers of Jesus. He further said, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Let me ask you a question. Are we, are you, am I, those of us who claim to be Christians, are we actively allowing Jesus Christ to shine through us? Friends, no doubt we live in a dark world that is in desperate need of light. Brethren, let us strive to let the light of Jesus Christ shine through us to anyone we come in contact with today and every day. Amen.